ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week, Sunny Hollywood Pony.
I'm still here. I've been working a lot. I could make it today.
It's awesome. And right there is drummer extraordinaire, Joey.
Oh, really? Who joined us?
Cody, you son of a bitch. Woo! Oh, we are ready tonight.
My goodness. And then right down there is the goddess of thunder herself, Lee. How are you, Lee?
My broken laptop. I'm using something else.
That's okay. It's going to work. It'll be fine. Okay. So there's so much to talk about. I had ideas about what I was going to say, and immediately Joe was like, that's dumb. Don't do that. Okay. So let me go ahead and say this. Before we get to the concert, I want to mention that I thought that all the little things that were going on around town were amazing. I had a great time chasing down. They had these Metro cards. Did you guys see the Metro cards? Lee and I went. Look.
I got three. You got like 50.
Well, here's the thing. Ooh. When you buy one,
for $100 each.
No, they were five. But here's the thing. I bought them because I had extra people with me, and we all used them to just go back and forth on the train. So I figured this was a way for me to get them. Anyway, the cards, Lee and I went and stood in line at one point, right, Lee? And we got the cards. Yeah. And then I stood and I got the newspapers. Did you guys get a chance to see the newspapers?
I didn't. I got there too late.
I have one for you.
Oh, Joel, thanks.
So I only got two. I think there might have been three.
Is there a different one every day?
I think there was three.
Oh, wow.
But here's the thing. It's like it's not really a whole paper. If you look, it's a wrap, right? Is that what they call it, Joey?
Yeah.
So you can see.
Okay.
There's, if you take the wrap off.
Yeah, the New York Post wasn't going to do 50 pages for KISS.
I'm surprised they did. Listen, them doing the cover is kind of cool.
That's right.
Is anything inside about KISS?
No.
Honestly, no. Somebody said that inside there is a little. And, of course, there's advertising and stuff like that. I'll tell you this. The thing that was the toughest, I think, was going into getting in the pop-up store.
Oh,
the lines were forever long. And it just so happened to work out that Joey and Lee and Karen and I were at a party thrown by Joe D'Angelo happened to be right across the street.
Joe's the best.
Joe's awesome. So we just waited and watched the line go down. When you got a paper too, you got a cookie.
Oh,
I still have the cookie. Jared Frank gave me his empty wrapper from the first night. Jared Frank was like, I have one. If you want to save it, I'll give you the cookie. And I'm like, you can eat the cookie, dude. I'm fine with that.
How cute.
All right. And then the other thing that was really one of those things where people, hi, everybody. Hey, Doug, how are you doing? Listen, before we get started, thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. This is really awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun. Try to keep your comments. You can be negative about what you saw, but let's just, you know.
Honey still exists.
Yeah. So, all right. This is the pizza box.
Joe, you got it? You went down there?
What do you
think?
Of course he did.
Did you? How was the pizza? That's good pizza.
Okay. So this is. All right. So I would honestly say that is the second most aggravating thing about the entire weekend was that pizza. You could not walk in and say, give me a cheese pizza. No. You could only order one pizza. It was a double spicy pizza.
Ew.
KISS pizza, which for a person with an ulcer, me, I cannot eat it. It was like, is that what they call it? Chicago style, where it's thick?
Oh, really?
Nothing against Chicago style, New York City. What's going on?
I don't know, but unless I'm wrong, somebody in the comments is about to tell me I'm a dumbass. But it was the thick crust, and I will tell you that you could not buy the box. You could only buy a pizza and get it in a box, or buy a pizza and buy a box when you buy the pizza. Joey,
the pizza actually in there.
You know, Joey.
Yes, sir.
Let's guess how much the pizza costs.
Oh dear.
So you got a full pie, thick crust, spicy. I'm gonna say $28.99.
No,
Sonny.
$39.99.
I know the answer, so I'm not.
Lee, tell him how much it was.
$60.
$60
for a pizza. You can't eat.
Pizza stop it right now. It says kiss.
The pizza was $12.99. The box was $48.
No. The pizza was $5 boboli.
Boboli.
Okay. Let me tell you this though. Okay, so I guess pizza's like this big. It's cut into like 8 slices. Karen ate 7.
You go, Karen. Go, girl.
She ate 7 slices.
Don't be talking smack about
Karen. I knew I loved her. She's the best.
She's the best. It was her birthday almost anyway.
Anyway, okay, so a lot happened. All that was fun. The parties were great. Andy Moyen threw a party at a bar right by MSG. Joe DeAngelo's party.
Yeah, I saw you. Man. I saw you, and I saw Lisa Martini.
Lisa Martini was sitting right in front of me.
Yeah,
I heard she was dancing all over the pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
I was right on the side.
Yeah, I was watching with Nicole, and I'm like, wait, that's Lisa. And she was, wearing this, like, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Lisa.
And then I'm like, oh, wait, that's Lee.
I was sitting right behind Lisa. Anyway, okay, so here we go. Let's talk about this. Do we want to talk about first night as well or no?
Sure, Joe, whatever you want.
Do a quick recap of first night, but I think people want to hear about the final show.
None of us went to the first night but you.
Okay, I go into the arena. As soon as we have like 23rd row or something like that. We walk in, there are these little bracelets on all the chairs.
Yes.
I immediately know what it is because I watch Taylor Swift live because I adore and love her.
Oh, she
and all the kids wear these, and then they do these like dances. It's by light all over the arena. So I knew that's what I thought it was. And they light up all different colors. Immediately I'm like, this is gonna be awesome. Anyway, I put my bracelet on. I'm super excited. It's Karen and I and my buddy Bruce and his wife. The show starts. Paul waits till about halfway through the show before he tells a story that I've never heard him tell live. Now, I've heard him tell the story live about driving a cab up to the arena. Everybody's heard that, correct? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard him mention his parents on stage. Are we in the same boat there?
Yes.
Okay. So when he mentioned his parents, that was another little clue to me, or at least that made me feel like things are a little different. So now some of you out there are going, oh, well, Paul Stanley mentioned his mom, May 13th, 1978, and you can suck a dick, Joe, because you don't know anything. No, I'm saying I never heard it, so that's all I'm saying. So anyway, because I don't need the KISS police coming after me. But he tells the story about all you want to do is make your parents proud. I remember looking over there and seeing my mom and dad, and I looked over here and I saw Gene's mom, and he tells the story, and then he took a step back and you saw him kind of, it didn't feel like acting, like collect himself for just a second, you know? And it was only a second. It was basically a, okay, let's keep going forward. And I felt like that was pretty cool. Now, am I a sucker? Is it possible that that was Paul's way of being, you know, I don't know, but it didn't feel that way. Okay. Show goes on, rest of the show, exactly the same as every other show that I've seen on this tour with
the last 23 years.
Yes, except Making Love was in there, and I saw that the last time too. Okay, so that night it ends. We go blah blah blah. All right, day two, December the 2nd. Lee and I and all my friends, we were all together. Karen, we're all together. We're basically meeting Lee downtown. We want to go into the Madison Square Garden. Also had a store inside with three different booths that you could go into all day long and shop all day long, which is the smartest thing because the line was constant. It was always there every time I went through. Lee and I, and Karen, we met at Penn Station. We go out, we get in line, we go in, we buy all our stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have a damn tour book.
They didn't have any tour books left.
They didn't. I got one from somebody else, so I'm good.
You did get one.
Yeah.
It wasn't Jeff Trott, was it?
Was. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, yuck. Yeah, I talked to him the other day and told him to get in touch with you.
But
anyway,
why was that tour book at the
I'm going to tell you why. Because there were people there buying 10 and 15 and 20 of them to slap that shit on eBay. Once again, well, here's my thing. And I want to make sure everybody's clear on this. Although I don't like it, this is America. You want to walk in and buy 10 tour books and then put them on eBay.
If they don't have a limited number, you can only get two. Like they did with the
I wasn't able, I wanted to do that back when they played the last show at Cobo Hall. So I'm not going to knock anybody. I don't really like it. But anyway, the t-shirt selection, they had a special t-shirt for night one and night two. You could not get them on the opposite nights. So they had a special t-shirt for when you were there. Anyway. Lee,
look at Pony laughing. I love it.
I swear to God, they come up with this stuff. This is what they do. They're in a room and they go, there's this homer out there named Joe Polo. Let's make all the shit this idiot will buy. Trust me, he will buy whatever. It does not matter. Make 10 of them, every different color, he'll buy them all.
And he did.
Are you done?
Am I wrong?
Tell me when it's my turn, Joe. I'm ready.
Okay, I know. Okay,
I'm on a roll.
You're not in the picture yet.
You're right.
Lee goes home to her hotel. Karen and I go to our hotel. Then we all meet at Joe D'Angelo's party. We walk in. There are tons of you guys there. This is a huge party. There's a lot of people there, and everybody's having a blast. People are coming up to us, telling us how much they love the show. We're getting our picture taken with everybody. We're taking pictures with everybody. We're having a blast.
Playing deep cuts.
They're playing deep cuts in the place. I go outside because it's hot, and all of a sudden, Joey Quesada comes up, and now you're in, Joey.
So, again, let me start off by saying, it was a great night. It started off great. I met Lee and Joe over at Joe D'Angelo's before party over at Stitch. Just, it started off spectacular. Mm-hmm. It was just all of us KISS fans together. The city was electric. I literally got off the train, ran into my boy, Matt Porter and Bobby Dreher, right outside Penn Station. They were heading off to lunch with Keith LaRue. It was just electric. As soon as I walked into Manhattan, right near the garden, it was an electric atmosphere. I felt, who has ever read my book out there, I felt like I was 5 years old again. I felt like, wow, this is the night of all nights. This is it. This is the accumulation of all of our fandom, funneling into this one evening. And that's, I think we all felt that buzz, right, Joe and Lee?
The yes, camaraderie. No.
Everywhere you went.
I feel like a KISS Expo, I just love going there because it's all the like-minded people, and it was a whole city of them. It was so great.
There was just a buzz in the air that was electric.
Yeah, it was.
All of us KISS fans, the family of KISS fans, podcasters and friends and families and musicians and superstars and everyone all converging in one spot. to pay tribute and to see the end of our favorite band ever. And it was just magical. You know, when I got to Joe's place, everyone was so happy and greeted me, you know, hanging out with everyone, so much fun, seeing Joe and Lee, seeing Karen, of course, who was the best part of Joe, of course.
You just ate six slices of pizza.
Who had just, and you couldn't even tell, Sonny. You couldn't even tell.
Yeah.
Nice. And it was just great. It was perfect. You know what I mean? It was the night was setting up.
Yes.
Magical. You know what I mean? The city was a buzz. All the extras they did in the city was so much fun. The newspapers and I know the pizza was hard to get and expensive, but the pizzas and the taxis and Kiss took over Manhattan. They really
even Empire State Building, which I didn't get a chance to see.
I didn't see a taxi either.
Got colored the Kiss colors at night.
Yeah, I mean, cool on video.
Empire State Building, well, I will tell you, the video was, I don't know if you knew,
misleading.
The video is CGI doctored. The Empire State Building was just changing colors.
Okay.
Kiss added the logo and the photos. But anyway,
still cool.
It is what it is. I get it. You know, you're hyping it up. But so again, we're all leading to this, you know, this special. We're all emotional. We're all spent probably fortunes. I know Joe personally spent fortunes to be there. Everyone is so happy to be at this event. And you know, we're excited to be there to really send off our heroes, right? Our idols. And you know, so the parties were all great. Magical time in the city. Go ahead, Joe. We're not at the show yet. Keep going.
Okay, so the party's going on. I'm having a great time. I'm getting to see all not only friends that we know, but friends that, you know, that are new. I love the fact that I ran into Eric Alberti. If you guys don't know who he is, I interviewed him and his kids years ago on this show on a cruise when the girls were little. They've both graduated college. And every time I see them, it's like, Uncle Joe. And they give me the biggest hugs, and they're all growing. They're both graduated from college now, which means I'm getting old so fast. It's freaky. And I, you know, seeing everybody there, Joe Dell was there, and I mean, everybody was there, and it was all fun. And everybody was having such a good time. Yeah. And I went over and I decided to go and try to stay in the line for the pop-up store because I at least wanted to go in and take a look.
Yeah.
I really wanted one of those jackets that they had that was like a Letterman jacket. It was like a bomber jacket that if you guys, and I don't have it with me, Karen, if you're watching, if you could bring it down, that would be cool. I'll show you.
Got one, Joe?
Got one.
I got it. So Karen's mom wanted to buy me something for Christmas. And then, I was like, I don't know what I want for Christmas. And Karen was like, well, if you get the jacket. So anyway, she's going to bring it down, so you guys could see it. I go over there. All the walls in the first room, for the first room you walk in, there's like jeans, boots, and there's like costumes and pictures all over the walls. Then you walk into another room. It's a huge room, and it's got costumes in a couple glass cases. And then it's got on all of the walls, there are different videos running with a soundtrack. Then you go and you stand in line and you wait and you go downstairs and then you're in the store. It's not enormous, but everything is gone. Everything is sold
everything
out.
I wanted two things and they were gone.
Yeah.
What did you want, Lee? What did you want?
I wanted the pennant. It was like a cheap pennant. I wanted it. And then the scarf. I wanted it bad.
I wanted a scarf really bad too. And they were gone. Boom. They were gone. And that would have been cool. Here's Gary. Thank you. So this is the jacket that I wanted. It's like a Letterman jacket, right?
Look but at the back.
The back is hot.
Embroidered.
Very cool.
And it's Ace and Peter, damn it.
See, I knew you were going to do that.
That's definitely Ace and Peter.
It's definitely Ace and Peter.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, you know what bothers me? I'm so glad I don't have to look at the back of this jacket because if you look at Peter... Peter looks like a bunny rabbit. Look at his teeth.
Aw.
That's going to mess me up forever, dude.
No, I'm going to have nightmares.
Anyway. All right. So that place is really cool. They also had this thing. I call Lee and Karen and say, get over here. Now, by the time Lee gets here, she's had half a drink and she's relaxed.
No, I had a drink and a half.
Okay.
And I don't drink much. So
I know. That's what I was saying. They had this cool thing that I've seen on television before, but I've never done it, where you stand on this like platform. Oh, they take your phone and put it in, and then it spins around you guys.
Have you posted that yet?
Yeah. No, I haven't posted it.
Put it up. It's hilarious.
And so Karen and Lee and I are on this thing back to back to back, and it's going around and filming us, and the Crazy Nights was on.
Please,
and we're singing Crazy Nights.
Please,
anyway, I promise I will. Anyway, we hung out. There were people in the store that were like, man, I'm really happy. You know, they wanted to meet Lee. They wanted to meet me. It was really surreal, because it's just like, it's the, if anybody watches our show, they're going to be there. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we had the opportunity to meet so many of you, and it was so awesome.
Yeah.
Even while Lee was eating the most monstrous turkey sandwich I've ever seen in my life, with no cheese, no lettuce.
That was Madison Square Garden. I ordered a sandwich, and I said, can I have cheese, cheddar cheese? She goes, you just get bread and meat. I'm like, what?
Okay. Okay, so... so much family was there. It was just awesome. Okay, so at that point, now we're looking at each other and going, all right, it's time. We got to go. Let's go to the garden. So we go to the garden. We wait in line because it wasn't open right away. When it opened, we go in, go to our seats, and then the pay-per-view starts. Okay, so let's talk about that. Sonny, you got the pay-per-view?
Yeah, because Nicole and I had decided that we were going to watch the show together, just as a tribute to my favorite band doing their last show, right? It was a way for me to be involved. So we bought the pay-per-view. It was, I think, $40. That's totally worth it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if anything special was going to happen or whatever. So, we stayed up and we watched it.
Yeah, so... pay-per-view starts. They have Sonny,
just out of curiosity, obviously Lee, Joe, and I are in the building. You're watching the pay-per-view. You're getting a little bit earlier stuff than us. What are you getting?
Yeah, so we didn't get Amber Wilde. I didn't see any part of Amber Wilde. The pay-per-view started at 8:00. And what they had done was this lady was kind of running. It felt very much like the Dick Clark New Year's Eve party type thingy. Right, where they kept bouncing from this guy in the crowd to this lady on screen. They're both a little annoying, to be honest. But, you know, they're trying to sell, you know, this is the last Kiss show ever, blah, blah, blah. And then she had done interviews with Paul separately, Gene separately, and then Eric and Tommy together. And then she interviewed Nick, Evan, and Sophie together. And then Tommy's daughter came out too. So we're watching that from basically 8 to 8:45 before Kiss comes on.
All this we saw.
I saw
stage, right? Paul's stage.
What was that?
They were on
Paul's
stage. Yeah, they were on Paul's stage with with Chris Angel, those guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sonny, I saw a little bit of this too. I didn't see it in the arena because I wasn't in yet, but I saw it a little bit afterwards. I saw it online and stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong, and you tell me if you saw it live, maybe it was a little different. I felt like this was the first hiccup. I felt like this was the first little misstep. The people doing the interviews didn't feel like Kiss people, didn't feel like Kiss fans, didn't know, didn't have anything invested. You could tell 5 minutes in if they knew what they were talking about. You know, why not have a major Kiss freak come on, get Jericho, get, you know, Charlie Benante. Get one of these guys who are
Sebastian Bach was right there.
Sebastian Bach was there
behind my friend.
Get one of these guys who are major Kiss fans, or even like I'm sure there's plenty of interviewers. Craig Gass was there. Any of these guys, they would have been so, you know, just energetic. They immediately I felt like that emotion wasn't there. This is not a. It didn't feel special to me.
Yeah, okay, like I said, that's why it felt like Dick Clark's New Year's Eve, right? Like it's two people that are just hired to kind of be the master of ceremonies type thing. The Chris Angel interview was a little interesting because it's like, why would anybody in New York care about Chris Angel? Maybe he's from there or whatever. Desmond Child, dude, that interview was a little off. Desmond either got really old really fast or that interview was a little off.
So this is where I was at this point right now.
I didn't even hear half of it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there next to Karen, and I'm going, they invited Desmond Child to this, but they did not invite Bruce Kulick.
I thought it too.
I didn't.
That's where I was. I was at, why is, okay, don't get me wrong. I understand the importance of Desmond Child. But why would Bruce Kulick not be on that stage being interviewed? If he would have at least been on that stage being interviewed, it would have made the night feel a little bit better.
And listen, I get it. You know, there's a lot of people out there saying, well, the Kiss stage show with the pyro is time to the clip. Listen, I know I've been around these big stage shows all my life with TSO and all these other bands. I understand the logistics behind a big stage show. I understand that. But you're right, Joe. If you can't have people come out, okay, to do a song or two songs, which we'll get to later, okay? Well, I'll have plenty to say about that. Joe, you're so right. Why not have, especially a guy like Bruce, who is, he's the most, maybe the most beloved member of Kiss right now. Out of everyone. He's never done any wrong. He's so, everything he does is so perfect, so sweet. He talks perfect all the time. He champions his era of the band nonstop. Why not include him on the night? I'm not saying bring him out for a whole set. I'm not saying have his band come out and play, which all of would have been amazing, by the way. But I'm not preaching that ticket. I'm preaching, God, start honoring, making the night special by starting to honor the legacy of the band. And God, how great would that have been, Bruce, to be the guy backstage to start this off? That you just knowing he's in the building would have caused electricity. Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Even if he wasn't in the building and she would have done an interview with him, that would have been on the screen. Okay. Right. And Bruce gets to thank the fans and that kind of thing.
Rather him than Chris Angel.
What? Listen, one more thing that I want to make sure. I totally dropped the ball on this, you guys. After the first show, I got home and everybody had an email.
Oh, yeah. Mm hmm.
It said, the end is only the beginning. Kiss Army, now is not the time to sleep. Don't miss out. That's what it said. So it was kind of like a little special, hey, you know, something's coming.
Let's wait on that.
Right. No, yes.
We might need a whole nother show for that, Joe.
Okay. So anyway, all right. So mind you, and this is super important, at seeing the kids on the stage, they had no filter. They could say what they wanted. I felt that way. There was nobody sitting there going, watch what you say about your parents and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Evan was very positive about his father, but you could tell that if he wanted to, he could have picked on his dad because Nick did. You know what I mean? And it didn't feel like there was like a leash on them in any way. Which I thought was very important. Although, why would they say anything bad, you know? But still, even at this point, though, I'm not sitting back and going, "Oh, the whole damn thing's ruined." You know, I'm not doing that.
No, no,
I'm not doing that yet. And you notice I said yeah, but that doesn't mean I ever did. I'm just saying.
Right. This is in retrospect. Right. I'm not feeling that way yet either, Joe. You're right.
Okay.
Could you guys hear the interviews in the stadium? I could barely understand what they were saying.
I could hear.
I could barely understand it.
When Sophie talked, the lovely Sophie, when she was talking, she was a little more quiet. Nick kept trying to put the microphone, and she seems more shy. But Gene, the Paul interview got real choppy, and then it stopped. They took it away, and all you heard was the thing. Here's my thing. How don't you have – look, I understand that it's a live pay-per-view, but there are live pay – I've watched 100 live pay-per-views, okay? And I'm – you know, it's rare that something this bad as this, you know, beginning went off where Paul, you know.
Sonny, how was your feed?
During the interviews, it was choppy. During the show, it was fine. My feed was absolutely fine during the show.
Okay, that's good.
So
that's
weird
good.
That the live feed was okay, but the pre-recorded stuff was choppy. That's what I heard from
exactly.
a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's super weird. Okay, so they're telling us that they did an interview with Tommy and Eric. I don't ever remember seeing that.
Anybody? Yeah, they showed it. They showed it.
I don't remember.
Okay,
I swore they showed it.
I don't remember. I felt like before they got to it, they had to cut away and start the concert.
Oh no, they definitely showed it because Eric was because I remember Eric saying something like, you know, I was in other bands before I was in Kiss. Like he was trying to sell. Because I was listening going, are you selling yourself after this
so Aaron,
band is over right
Aaron
now?
Aaron Morgan says they showed it. Damn, how did
yeah,
I miss
they showed
that?
It. Yeah, they showed it.
Hmm.
I must have still been high from walking around New York City.
Exactly. The excitement was too much.
Every 15 feet, I was getting blasted with pot. Bam!
Oh, man.
Now, before you get to the show start, what was interesting on the pay-per-view, right? So... the lights go out and rock and roll starts, right? And on the pay-per-view, rock and roll was off almost immediately.
Of course.
And they went to a Love Gun instrumental.
Really?
And I'm like,
oh.
And I turned to Nicole going, oh, they don't got the rights to play rock and roll on this.
Oh, no. Interesting.
It's so funny. It like they should have had the rights to just play it on the live stream, but not the playback, probably.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But so right, we're all in the arena now. Obviously, the curtain is up. Magic is in the air. We're ready, right? This is it. This is the final curtain drop.
Excitement.
You know, I feel like I'm 5 years old again. I feel like I'm in Madison Square Garden watching the Dynasty Tour. The curtain is about to drop, right? The videos were first, but that was in retrospect. My first little hesitation of the night. Obviously, you know they play the video of them walking out, right?
Same video.
But, right.
It was different.
So a lot of people in the arena, maybe most people in the arena don't know this. I would think everyone on this podcast knows. I would think all the smart Kiss fans know this, right? This is a pre-recorded video. They've played the whole tour. Joe and Lee, you know this?
Yes.
It was different.
Yeah. I even said to Nicole, like, watch, he's going to put his leg up. She goes, how do you know?
The double twirl.
It was 100% different.
No, Joe.
And the one
video.
I saw it just two weeks earlier. And when I saw it, so Tommy walks out and goes like this to the camera. And this video, he walked out and he put his hands up and then went like that. It was a completely different video.
Looked the same to me.
Joe, like he said before, was probably high on the pot from the street.
That's
okay, maybe, but I'm going on the record as saying I believe it was completely different.
Either way, it wasn't a new video dedicated for the last show, right? Why not take 2 minutes, record a new video or do it live? I understand this hiccups with live because they got to be backstage, they got to have their gear on, they got to have their packs on. You can't really do it live because it doesn't take that long to really get to the stage. I get it. Do a new pre-recorded video for New York City. Something to show you were in New York. Show Kiss walking in front of the garden. Show Kiss on 23rd Street in front of the Dress to Kill. Show something different. Show something to say, hey, everyone in this crowd, tonight is special.
I mean, yeah. It's, you got to wonder who, like, why they didn't have Joey Quesada producing the intro to this whole thing.
I really think, you know, and we'll get to the show, of course, and we're going to get to all the feelings of the end and all that. But I feel like right off the bat, this is, guys, this is years in the making. This tour has been going on for, what, 4 years? Am I wrong?
Yeah, something like
that. I know COVID was in the middle, which really says... Because I think, tell me if I'm wrong, when COVID hit, they had already announced the final date at the Garden, which was like a July date, but then COVID obviously killed all that. If COVID hit and then they had another 2 extra years, how did they not plan this event a little bit better? And I don't mean the show. I mean the weekend. I mean the before interviews. I mean the guests they have backstage. God, you have Chris Angel. You don't have Eric Carr's family. You don't have Bruce Kulick and his wife. You don't have, God, should I say it, Vinnie Vincent or someone, Bruce and Ace and Peter, something. I understand if you don't want to bring people on stage and it gets crazy with the show. Start the weekend right. This is a tribute to everything you've ever done for the last 50 years. I think right off the bat, the production of the weekend was very subpar. Nobody thought this through. Am I crazy?
Dude, I was wondering. I turned to Nicole and go, what is Chris Angel doing there? I don't under... We've never... I don't think we ever knew Chris Angel was even a Kiss fan.
Who cares about great? Who cares? God. Sebastian Bach.
Everyone knows that he loves Kiss. He sang it for God's sake in The Masked Singer.
I'd rather see fucking Matt Porter then Chris Angel. God, I want to see Kiss people. Yeah. I want to see Kiss people who have been involved. I want to see guys from the road crew.
You know who else was there? Dale, the demon. What the hell?
I want to see people involved with
he was
Kiss.
Right there and he made a belt and everything.
Bring in your old road crew. Bring in, bring in Doc. Talk to Doc. Anything. Something a little bit more to the point, to the heart. Chris Angel? Jesus Christ.
Makes no sense.
Who cares?
I get that he's a big Kiss fan. I understand that, but it just didn't make any sense to me. Say what?
It makes sense to me if it was in Vegas.
Right.
John.
So anyway, so the curtain is up, right? That was my first little thing. I will tell you, the curtain drops. I'm 5 years old again. Oh, magic is in the air. They sound great. I don't want to get into the lip syncing and the tracking. I don't, guys. It is what it is. We've beat that horse to a pulp. I think, right?
Yeah.
We know what it is. The show was great. The show was energetic. I thought there was a little extra energy. I thought Eric especially showed a little more energy than I've seen from him in the recent past.
Eric Stinger, but he chews gum with his mouth open, and that bothers me.
Eric seemed a little bit more into it, a little bit more of his old 92 Eric stuff with his arms. I'm watching that the whole time, of course. I'm on my feet right away. I'm up in the rafters. I'm in a suite, but I'm feeling the energy. I do think that midway through the set, I think the energy started to slow down in the building. I thought, not because of the song choices. I'm not going to get into the set list. Of course, do we want to hear different songs on the last night? I'm not. God, please. Let's not even get into that. Am I crazy? I know we want to hear new songs.
Right.
I wasn't expecting new songs.
No, but, time out.
Go ahead.
Okay, so a new song would have been better than Tommy and Paul standing at the front going, beep, 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 and then, beep, 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 beep.
I mean,
5 minutes.
That's, I had never seen them do that. Joe, did they do that the night before?
Nashville.
I've never seen it.
And in Nashville.
That, and I don't listen.
It was uncomfortable.
I want to start. Listen, I know I made a crazy heated post after the show. I was on the train on the way home. I was very upset. And many people have saw the post. I had taken it down. It's all over every website in the history of the world.
Right, Eddie now. Trunk. Eddie Trunk talked mentioned about it.
But I want to start before I go into my rant, because it's coming.
We haven't started.
I want to start. There's no bigger Kiss fan in the world than me. My whole life is Kiss. Everything I do is dedicated to Kiss. I am who I am because when I was 5 years old, I saw this band and they changed my life and it set me on this path. Every lyric in every Kiss song hits me right in the heart because it's all about believing in yourself and never giving up on your dreams and all this stuff. And so I want to preface my rant that's coming with, I love this band, but I'm also going to, we have to tell the truth, right? We're not going to just sit here and say, we love them. God, they're great.
Well, Joey, your thing went viral. So go ahead.
They just completely dropped the ball. It was an absolute, I said it. I was embarrassed to be a Kiss fan this night because Joe said it. There was no, you know, Tommy and Paul doing that solo. There was no emotion in that building. And it starts from the stage. 20,000 people were ready. I was ready to cry. I was ready to hug people. I was ready to do everything. We were all ready. All we needed was a tug. You tug on our emotions that much, we would have sent a flood of tears to the stage. We got nothing. Am I crazy? Nothing.
No. Paul told the same story about his mother and father and Gene's mom. And that time I wasn't really watching well enough, but I did not see him step back and do the huff, but he did tell the same story. So no, there was no like nod to Eric, nod to Bruce, nod to Vinny. You don't even have to look. That all being said, they missed the opportunity to have closure. Now, their excuse for not doing this shit the night before and every night before that is null and void. Okay? They don't want to look back. They want to look forward. There is no forward. They could do whatever they wanted that last night. Everybody that was going to be there is already there. The tire kickers don't mean shit because they already bought the pay-per-view if they were going to buy it. And I got news for you. I'm imagining the majority of them did not. I'm imagining they were watching the football games or whatever. Now I get when Kiss says, you know, we're looking forward. This is what we're doing. But the last night they're ever going to tour, none of that mattered anymore because the tire kickers don't count.
Right.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying that the tire kickers aren't coming back tomorrow because there's no tomorrow.
And I don't even want – let's not even get into that last part. You know the part I'm talking about with the avatars. Let's not even talk about that yet because that's coming, or we do another show, whatever you want, you guys want to do on that. But what I'm saying is this is a celebration. This is the end. I want to hear 20 seconds, 30 seconds. I don't want to hear, oh yeah. I don't want to hear people. I want to hear that too. It's part of the show.
I want to hear
all the splitting the crap. Woo-hoo! Break character for 30 seconds and talk to us like a person and be a human being and show some emotion about this being the end. And I don't even mean yet, and I'll get to that too, about the tribute to former band members and the legacy of Kiss. We're not even there yet. I'm just talking first, right off the bat, midway through the set, I'm like, this is scripted. This is pure script. And listen, we know Kiss is fully scripted. We know that every interview they've ever done since 1974 has been scripted, talking about the new album is the best album they've ever released, right? We know this. It's always been the same script, right? But this night should have been different. That's all I'm saying. This night should have been about, we love you. We thank you. We love our family. We love our road crew. We love everyone that's put an ounce of sweat into the KISS machine. We love every band member that has ever been a part of our show, our albums, who has sweat with us through the hard times. Eric, Vinny, Mark, Bruce, God, Bruce. All these people that didn't, Peter and Ace, all these people that didn't get even acknowledged. At the end, after all the emotion is gone, you played rock and roll, God gave rock and roll to you with the avatars and stuff. Why not in the middle of the show or even at the end, you can, even if you don't want people on stage, I get it. You can't put a tribute video on the way out for all of us fans of every member of KISS with some text on the bottom. Thank you, Bill O'Coin. Thank you, Sean Delaney.
That would have been nice.
You, J.R. Smalling. Thank you, Moose. Thank you, Doc. Thank you, our families. Thank you, Eric, Bruce, Vinny, Mark. All these people, Peter and Ace, all the people that built this KISS machine to what it is. Nothing. I know I'm ranting. Sorry.
It's okay. Okay, so Lee, I'm gonna go ahead and I want to say something. I, up until maybe an hour ago, when the final song happened. Now you guys have all seen my video that I put up here on YouTube, where we were in the front and all the smoke started coming, and you could hear me saying, something's about to happen. First thing I noticed was that the risers that they were on was they were not the normal risers. These were in the middle of the stage as opposed to the front. I didn't, you know. And then the smoke started filling the arena, that whole area. So up until about an hour ago, I had no idea what had gone on that screen prior to the smoke clearing, okay? So I want to show you guys, I found a good video. I want to show you guys what I did not see. Now, Joey and Lee, where you were sitting, okay? Did you stay for that whole ending or did you just barge out?
I stayed.
You stayed. Okay. So I want you to know that from talking to Sonny, I don't know about everybody, but from talking to Sonny, neither he watching the pay-per-view or I saw those screens drop all over the arena.
I saw those, yeah.
And that had, like, I guess what's considered the holograms on them. I did not see that up until about an hour ago.
Oh, you mean okay? From the middle thing?
They were everywhere, okay. Let me show you guys. I'm going to put the video on. This is going to get us a strike on YouTube, but I don't give a fuck. But I'm going to point this stuff out, okay? So I was in that cloud right there. I did not know that is when Paul said, 1, 2, 3, they actually started running a video immediately. I did not know that. Okay, so this was all new to me up until just a few minutes ago. I want to play this. So you guys can all see this, but
yeah, it was immediate.
I did not see this. I'm actually breathing in that stuff, wondering if I'm about to die.
Yeah, on the pay preview, all you see is that video. You don't see what's going on in the arena.
I gotta tell you, it felt like this is the best way to describe it. Your power has made us immortal. The new KISS era starts now. Oh, yeah. Now,
Tommy okay. and Eric.
Pause it, Joe. Get that out of here.
Go ahead.
Tommy and Eric got to be immortal.
Wait, I want to show you. Wait, I want to show you something. I had not. I saw that. Okay. But here. Hold on.
Yeah, the screens are in front of in the middle. Yeah.
Any of this.
I saw that. That was a better side.
It wasn't great, Joe.
It was cool, but.
It was just extra screens in the building.
Yeah, okay, but still, that might have enhanced the
store thing.
Right, but if you watch, they're showing different things than what's on the big screen.
Yeah.
It, regardless, true. Okay. Regardless, my thing is that it would have it would. I thought all of us were looking at that stage. I didn't realize that there was other things going on around. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, okay. I don't even want to get into the avatars, right? Because I think it's all about, everything is about timing, right? I think if they wait till the next day or the next week or the next month or the next, whatever it is, to introduce the avatars, it's a different response because of the way they did it. And the best way I could describe it, especially because it's Christmas season. And I was just telling someone this today, and they love this analogy. Have you ever I'm assuming you all have seen The Christmas Story, right? Little Ralphie. Yeah. Sonny, you've never seen it?
Oh my God, are you talking about
right now?
So Ralphie is he's on the radio and he's listening. He's getting this code to decode this big surprise he's waiting his whole life for. He's finally got it. Saving up all his little orphan Annie or whatever the hell he's saving up. Mm-hmm. And he gets the code. He runs in the bathroom. He's like, he's scratching it all up. He puts the code in and the code says, drink your Ovaltine. And Ralphie's sure? like,
okay, man, because you're like, because this is like some kind of fucked up shit right now.
It's a commercial. What it felt like. It felt like, guys, this is not the time for your new commercial. I respect you want to continue and you want to move on to something new and different. Do what you want to do. And I'm not for anyone to say you're going to like it or don't like it. I have no idea if I'm going to like it because I've never seen it. I'm not going to make fun of it. I'm a big comic book fan, anime fan. I love all that stuff. But this was not the second to do it. This was the moment to tug on all your fans' heart and pay tribute to everyone who's ever gotten you there and bring your families on stage who's never been there. Bring Doc on stage. Bring the road crew on stage. Bring everyone on stage. Bring up the house lights in Madison Square Garden and say, we love you. Thank you. Not, hey, buy our new thing.
Best kiss, though.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't let this go any longer. I've got to make sure that I let everybody know that I am an American, and I know that it said, be sure to drink your Ovaltine. I watched that movie not only on the way to New York, I watched it on the way back, and I watched the sequel. I just want everybody to make sure that they understand.
Joe, tell me it didn't feel like that. It didn't feel like fucking drink your Ovaltine?
It that's a very good analogy. Thank you. I you're right. Okay, now listen, I want to make sure, because there's already members of the KISS camp that fucking doesn't like me. I'm not saying I didn't have a good time.
Me too.
I had a great time. I'm disappointed because I really wanted a love fest, man. And I didn't need anybody bending anybody over or anything like that. Or, what I wanted was a love fest. What I wanted, maybe did I miss Paul and Gene hugging at the end? Like, man, it's over.
Gene got it here the first night.
There was moments with Paul and Gene. There was some abnormal moments where Paul would just either point at him, or there was unspoken stuff happening with Paul and Gene on stage. You could tell that.
Yeah. But it wasn't as much as it should be.
It wasn't really. 1 minute.
The love fest was at the pre-party.
I know Gene doesn't talk on the mic. And listen, God, again, I'm going to say it. Guys, I love Kiss. They're my life. If you look at my studio, everything is Kiss. Look behind me. It's all Kiss. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to be real. I know everything is scripted. Paul is scripted. Paul can't break that character. I think he's that type of person. I think he's so insecure that he can't. Gene, whether he's allowed to talk or not on stage, whatever it is, Gene doesn't talk on stage. He couldn't talk on stage tonight. He couldn't say something from the heart on stage. Not as the demon, not as the star child, the idiots. I want to hear as Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons talk as people. Be people and just show emotion. 50 years you poured your life into this. God, you built this legacy. Show us what it means to you. It means nothing. It means nothing. That's what they showed us.
He did it. Gene did it a little bit on the interview afterwards.
Okay, so now see, we did not get to see that. I didn't get to see that. Yeah. They did not show that. I know that they're, and I think that Gene even said something like his family is the reason why he was able to get through all this.
He did do that a little bit.
They should have done that on stage.
Then he talked about his kidney stone being in his speckle or whatever.
Yeah, where can I see this kidney stone?
It's on, just go to YouTube. It's everything's on there. All right, listen, I want to keep going. We're having a great time. This is a good discussion. I want to ask you guys. I've already asked Sonny. Okay, and there's such a natural reverb in this room too. It's amazing. It's a mess right now.
Are you an Avatar Joe, or is that real? Is that real Joe, or is that Avatar Joe?
If I was an Avatar, I'd be 50 pounds skinnier.
Why did they make me
young?
Pumpkin faced Joe.
Listen, we're not even going to get into that the avatars don't actually look good, but let's move on.
Oh, okay, I think two of them look really good.
Gene looked great.
You're right, Sonny. Which two?
To me, Tommy looks great and Gene looks great, but the coolest one is actually Eric.
Eric
looks the green and the spinning.
Eric looks better. Paul,
Paul looks terrible.
Okay, listen. I want to ask you guys a couple questions because I have a lot to say about these avatars. Dark Shredder, you're fucking with me. I swear. All right, listen. Hey, Bobby, producer Bobby, after this show, you're fired for screwing with me. Listen.
Oh, we love Bobby.
Listen, I want to show you guys something. Now, a lot of concerts you go to, you have a chance to buy a poster for that night. Now, Kiss, of course, for these two shows is no different. They had a poster for the first night, a poster for the second night. I am going to say that I believe they were foreshadowing the end of the second show. Let's start with poster number one.
You got both, Joe?
What do you think, Joey?
You guys let me know, okay? Poster number one.
I like one better than two, if I remember the two of them.
Poster number one.
Yeah, that's cool.
Looks 3D.
Oh, shit, I dropped it. So everybody around the country freaked out.
Okay.
All right, poster number two. Is this foreshadowing Super Avatar Kiss?
That just looks like the old Kiss Psycho Circus comic.
But so did the avatars.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they look like the old video game. What was that called? Immortals?
Man, yeah, listen, Lee, I love you, but nothing looked that bad. Dude.
The tassel thingies behind Tommy that made him look like the Karate Kid thingy, that's a little weird.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought so, too.
I want to bring up a subject that I know Joe loves. Hey, Joe. Did you get a golden ticket on the way out?
Are we going there?
I got mine right here.
No, you did not get a golden ticket.
Somebody sent me one.
Oh, you didn't even go. You sent that to me.
All right, here's the deal.
I didn't get one. I didn't see it. How'd you get one?
All right. So hold on now. I want everybody to listen to me tell this story, okay? Because this is important. I'm going to go ahead and say this.
And my number also is number six.
That was some bullshit.
So
how come I didn't?
So I got back to the hotel and I said,
"Have you felt one of these, Joe? They're heavy. They're really like collectible and heavy."
Am I going to get to tell my story?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I want
okay, to. I'm not going to mention any names. But Karen and I, on the second night, where we go to the hotel, and on the actually maybe laying in bed, and you can picture that one. I actually said to her, I'm surprised they didn't give away a button or something that says I was there or anything like that, right? Now, as I was walking into my hotel, I just happened to run into somebody, and I'm not going to say his name because I don't want him to get bombarded by you guys. But he ran over to me and was like, Joe, hey, I wanted to let you know I love the show. I love watching every week. I never miss an episode. He was so nice. You know, we took a picture. He was totally cool. There were so many of you at this event in New York that were coming up to us. This is the same guy that ran into Joey after the show and said, hey, Joey, did you get one of these? And let me finish. Yeah. And Joey said, no, I didn't even know they had one. And he gave Joey one. I got a message from the same guy who said, I ran into Joey and I had an extra and I gave it to him and I have an extra and I'm going to mail it to you, Joe.
Joe, please.
Oh, I'm the only one who doesn't have one. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Whether you want to say it on camera or not, I don't remember who was it.
I got it.
Send me his info. I want to send him a big thank you too. I think it was him and his wife, and they were great. We took pictures together, and he had a shopping bag. He's like, hey, oh, like he walked away and came back, and he's like, hey, did you get one of these? I didn't even know what the hell it
was. We didn't even know they were there.
What the hell is this? He handed me this. I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. Late, a quick story later, when I took the train home back to New Jersey. I put it down to grab a pretzel, and I literally left it there. I walked away, ate the pretzel, had my Gatorade. I'm waiting for the train. I'm like, where's that thing that guy gave me? I ran back. It was still sitting there.
Oh, my God.
I almost lost it.
It's like a half. Okay, so here's the thing. None of us saw these things. I saw somebody carrying one, but I thought it was something that they purchased because there was a coin, right, guys? There was a coin that you could purchase. So no, all over the web, people are messaging me. Did you get one of these? No, I didn't get one. Now, somebody also mentioned that they went on eBay and looked at all the people that were selling them. And then, like, I think they said 80% are New York. And I'm wondering how many people that were working at the garden said, you know what?
Yeah, they kept them
in the pockets.
This is a misstep beyond missteps. I mean, listen, I get it. I don't care about the merch. I don't care about the giveaways. I really don't.
No,
the emotion stuff and the non-acknowledgement of past members crushed me as a KISS fan. But I know many KISS fans, Joe included, this thing set people on fire. This was, how could you possibly? Now, from what I heard was, it was supposed to be given away both nights. And there was supposed to be enough for both nights, which means, I don't know, about 35,000 of these things. I heard there's less than, I haven't heard 10, someone less than 10 or I heard less than 7.
Frank, producer Frank, put the Wolf of Nature up there. That's interesting too. You could purchase one through the pay-per-view for like $350.
But those are gone now too, right?
I have no idea. But yeah. But here's the thing. Joey, you're able to open that, aren't you? You're able to open that and read it? It just peels away.
I don't care. I opened it all
okay.
up already.
I want you to read what it says on the certificate of authenticity.
It says, screw you. We're KISS. We're only giving this to a few people. No, I'm saying this certificate guarantees that this 24-carat gold-plated ticket is a limited production collectible and only created for fans attending one of the final two shows at Madison Square Garden.
Or purchasing the pay-per-view.
Does not say that on mine.
Imagine that. So yeah, once again, right. Look, don't get me wrong. If you purchase the pay-per-view and you want to spend $350, I don't have a problem with that. But the truth is that you didn't have to be there to get one of these. You could $350 a lot of money. It says my golden ticket number is over 8,000. Judy Chase said.
Okay. So,
well, technically, there should be 40,000, right?
There should
be almost 40. I mean, more than 40,000. If you could buy it on pay-per-view and it was supposed to be for everyone that attended either show, yeah, you're talking
50 grand. Yeah. 50 grand, probably.
Bretzky, he said, I went ahead and purchased one of those golden tickets during the pay-per-view. It was $350. That's what I want to add. So they should have had people at every door handing these out until they were out. I mean, but would that have started a fight? I don't know. Maybe.
But I did not even see them.
I didn't even see them. Maybe. Okay. That being said, let's get to something else. Lee, we talk over you so much. Yeah, in the end, let's put it all together for Lee. From when you landed in New York City, or how about even a few days earlier when you just found out you were going, okay, all the way till you landed back in Atlanta, how would you rate your experience out of 10?
Well, I mean, I agree with everything Joey said about the no emotion shown by Kiss, but the camaraderie and everything, I've been in a very, very dark place. My good friends know what I'm going through, and it literally pulled me out a little bit. Like, I feel like myself again, almost, like, close. I'm never going to be what I was, but I feel like myself coming back. And I think it was that. Like, just the Kiss, yeah, everybody. Yeah. It just, I don't know, just made me feel so great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It hasn't gone away. Like, I'm like up. I'm like, you know what? I'm all right. I'm going to be okay. Kiss always did. They were always there for me for that. They always made me feel better, you know? So I'd rate it very high. I had a great time. The recovery was brutal, but
I'm still sick. I got sick and I didn't even go to work until today. I laid in bed for 3 days.
Yeah, I met all these people like this. You know, I met people from the. I see their names, and then we got to meet them. It was so fun.
It was so much fun. Okay, Joey.
Again, overall, my experience is great, and unfortunately, it had nothing to do with Kiss. It had everything to do with you guys. It had everything to do with the Kiss family, the Kiss friends, the podcast, the fans, everyone, all of us being in the city at one time, hopping from place to place, seeing everyone that we talk to, whether it's online or social media, whatever it is. You know, meeting everyone and hanging out with everyone and the magic in the air, it was incredible. And the show was fun. I wasn't expecting the best Kiss show I've ever seen. I love 80s. Look, I love 80s Kiss. I love all that. You know, they were magic back then. I love, you know, the energy back then. I knew I wasn't getting that, but I knew what I was going to get coming in. I was upset about maybe not having the closure, Joe. Maybe you mentioned it. There was no closure. It was immediately trying to sell me the next thing. God, take a breath.
Give it a rest.
just breathe 1 minute. Not even a day. Breathe an hour. And breathe in what you guys have accomplished and thank everyone that got you there. And then move on to the next thing. Not immediately. I felt great until the very end. I felt like I got punched right in the balls, right from Pooney.
Yeah.
D's nuts. It's that time of year.
Okay. All right. Look, you've got. Okay. So we'll
Kiss
talk
jam.
About
that. We didn't even hear about the Kiss Jam.
We'll talk about the Kiss Jam. The Sonny, in the pay per view, you watched it at home. So as far as the pay per view, how was the sound? How was the video?
The video was good during the live portion. The sound was iffy because at times Tommy almost sounded like he was off, right? So I'm not sure the sound was great. The energy You're just not going to get the energy if you're not at the live show. There's no way around that. It's like watching a movie. My thing was, I'm with the love of my life. I'm sitting right next to her watching my favorite band, and we're watching it together. Did we see anything special? No. Was it worth sitting there watching it with Nicole? Yeah. I missed the hang. I didn't miss the show. I missed the hang.
The hang was amazing.
Because Lee and Joey didn't get to do this, but Joe, when we were in Vegas seeing the show during the beginning of the tour, that hang was so cool. I would have loved to do that in New York. I just couldn't do it. Right?
For you guys that don't know, Joey and Lee and I did FaceTime Sonny. We could not hear him, but
I was at work.
He was actually at work showing us his office. But he wanted to be with us. He wanted to be with all of us pretty bad. Bretzky mentioned something that Courtney Cronin Dole mentioned.
Yeah.
Yes, right as he was about to breathe fire, they took the camera away.
Yeah, what? They missed the shot.
I did hear from a lot of people, because I know a lot of people that just watched the pay-per-view that, and a lot of like big Kiss fans watched the pay-per-view that it seemed like it wasn't the Kiss videographers filming the pay-per-view. It felt like some independent crew that missed every real Kiss shot you can imagine.
Wow.
Is that true, Sonny?
You know, the blood was there. The fire wasn't there. Of course, no. We didn't miss any of Tommy's stuff, though. Tommy's stuff was all there. I don't know if they missed them all, but they missed some. It's just, Joe, you said it before.
Blowing fire and you missed it. What?
Yeah. Just like Joey said, though, from the person who is the host of ceremonies to the end, you have to have Kiss nerds doing it, because they'll do it the best. That's just how it is.
And they're the cheapest Kiss. What are you doing?
The nerds will do it for free.
For free. Sebastian Bach would have done it for free.
Listen, now, I know that there's going to be some of you guys here that don't know what you're watching. This is Podcast Rock City, and every Sunday, even though we've been on for 10 years, every Sunday we get together and we talk about Striper. No, we talk about Kiss. We could do that too, though, just so you know we love Striper. We could do that, but we talk about Kiss every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And you're welcome to join us, because just how you guys are putting your comments in there right now, you can put your comments in on the show. Our producer, Alex, takes care of everything, and it runs, and he's great. Sometimes,
I prefer Bobby, but Alex is okay.
What happened to Bobby already?
Did I say Bobby earlier?
Bobby's fired already from you didn't like what he was doing before.
But Bobby's a girl, and Alex is a girl. Anyway, okay. So come and join us every Sunday. I don't know about this Sunday, because we're doing this now and I'm still getting over being sick, but
we can talk about the Avatar Sunday.
Absolutely. Okay. So now listen, we're obviously going to have a closing statement here, but before we do that, I want to mention something. Joey's band, ZO2, put out a brand new record. I did not know it was going to have 63 songs on it, but when
it's a two disc. First disc is greatest hits.
I'm just kidding. Oh, wow.
So what? Okay. One song?
Oh damn! Let me tell you something, son. If you guys could be part of our text group, Joey should be coughing up blood right now. He's been hitting the ball so many times.
The only people that hit me harder than Kiss did the other night is Pony.
It's true. So Joey's band had a CD release party on a Thursday night, and the house was packed. Okay, this was the first time since they opened for Kiss that I had a chance to see Joey's band play. I've seen Joey play. I got to see him play with Bruce. I got to see him play with Ace. Before we knew that this was going to be in Long Island and that it was going to take 9 hours to drive to, we purchased tickets. And then in Sarasota, Joey looks at me and goes, you're an idiot because you don't know how big New York is. And it didn't matter. We rented a car. And Jared Frank and his friend and Karen and I got in that bitch And we drove to see Joey's band play. And it was wonderful. They sold, I don't know how many CDs you guys sold, but there was a very nice people working your booth. The club was very nice. They had a Kiss jam afterwards. I played two songs. I played I Stole Your Love and I played Rock and Roll All Night. Who was the little boy that sang Rock and Roll All Night?
That's my student, Kobe. Killer drummer, great vocalist. I actually missed Rock and Roll All Night because I was up in the dressing room, but I saw I Stole Your Love. It was killer, Joe. You did a great job.
Thank you very much.
Jared, you too, dude. Killer job, brother. Thank you for coming.
Jared played drums on like, I don't know, three or four songs. And none of us rehearsed together. It was a lot of fun. One of those cool things. I'll tell you what, something that's really great for me is the fact, and I know Sonny's going to tease me about this, but the fact that there's video of me on stage playing and behind me is a big ZO2 banner. I love the fact that that's there. I'm like, this is so cool.
Dream on, Sonny.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. I don't know. Whatever that
says. No, Joe, I appreciate you being there. We were actually, believe it or not, this is a great story. We were supposed to hold that event in Manhattan. Obviously, we planned it around the Kiss weekend. It was our new CD release party, and we did a big Kiss jam at the end. We had a lot of great people come down. Guys from Ace's band, Matt Starr was there, and Derek and all these other guys, Richie Rano from Stars, lots of cool people playing. We were supposed to do it at the Gramercy in New York City. You guys will get a kick out of this, but Debbie Gibson bumped us out of the night.
Wow.
She got two nights at the Gramercy and bumped us out of this. I figured Sonny would like that. That's firing power for Sonny.
Oh, yeah. Debbie Gibson, Electric Blue. Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
We're no Debbie Gibson.
Sonny, come up. We got to have a T-shirt made.
No, get out of here. No, but again, recapping the weekend. What a great weekend.
I'm sorry, I'm coughing.
A celebration of Kiss. I loved everything about it until I just thought the whole Kiss camp from production all the way down dropped the ball on the weekend. I just thought they had years to plan this fucking event. And you know, they were on the road for so long. They had years to plan it. Years. And I get the Manhattan takeover stuff was fun, but the actual stuff that was presented to the Kiss fans completely dropped the ball. And I don't even mean the emotional stuff that we went through 100 times already and the tribute to the former band members that they completely shit the bed on. I'm talking about just the overall, I'm hearing the production of the pay-per-view. I'm hearing just a little bit extra on the stage. I didn't notice any pyro. You guys noticed any extra pyro that night?
I don't know if they could have had any more pyro.
No, but I'm just saying, I think we're all pyroed out. We don't need the pyro. I'd rather take 10 minutes of or 5 minutes of cut two songs, cut Say Yeah, and cut fucking War Machine, and give me 10 extra minutes on the stage of just the house lights on, talking to us like people, like we're buddies, like we're friends. I know we're not friends, but that like we're all this, like we're all the Kiss Army.
We're family.
We're perfect.
Joey has done something tonight that he has not done ever. He used the F word more than once in a night, and I know that that's not normal.
On our chat, I use it a lot to Pony, but that's up, right. You know.
All right, you guys are probably listen. Thank you guys for being here. I had a great time in New York City. I'm not even going to lie. I will tell you guys this. As far as the avatars go, I'm super excited about it. I'm not going to lie. I have sat and watched about 30 minutes of an ABBA concert. Now, the company that does this.
Oh, those are cool.
The company that does this thing that Kiss is doing is owned partially by one of the members of ABBA. So Industrial Light and Magic, which is George Lucas. So you can't go wrong there with me and maybe probably Joey as well. The fact that the Star Wars people are doing the videos and the fact that ABBA has worked out all the kinks with this by them doing it over in
London. Theirs is only in one building.
Right. It's only in one place.
And you think that's how Kiss will be?
I don't know. Have you watched the video?
Of the ABBA ones, yeah. But that's
It
doesn't tour, is what I'm saying.
It doesn't tour, but I'm wondering if it's something that they could take on tour. It does look like it'd be fun. I know that we've gone long, but let me ask you guys, this is the first time we've all been together in one spot in weeks because of our schedules. But here's a good question. If next year, let's say starting in June, KISS went to New York, Atlanta, Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Houston, Dallas. Let's say 15 cities, right? And did an Avatar show where of course they could change the stage every single time, you know? But let's say it was like an Alive 2 look, you know, but it's Marvel-esque. You know, they could probably even tell a story, couldn't they? Couldn't they be playing on stage and, you know, I'm just Devereaux, you know, and all this other stuff. I'm not saying that's what would happen. I'm just saying that the possibilities at this point are endless. Would that be, so from what Karen and I could tell, and we had to look, it was hard to find out, but it looks like the best ticket that you can purchase for ABBA is about $250. I think that's front row.
Good Lord.
Okay.
Front row for.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying that that's what it would cost for KISS, but I think it said 15 pounds was like a, like, I think it said there was maybe 15 or 40 pounds. Which I don't know how much it is in American dollars because I'm a stupid American. But the you know, if I had to pay $50 to go one time, I wouldn't feel too bad about that.
$50 I'd be fine with, but $250, what?
Well, if you $250, that's for the person that chooses to sit there.
Again, I don't want to badmouth something I don't know that much about yet. I'm not going to say yes or no or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. As of right, I'm just saying the timing of it was piss poor.
Right.
They handled it. They handled the event so improperly by introducing this new era the way they did. They completely misunderstood what all KISS fans want. I understand it's not for us. Maybe it's for the kids. If it is, great. But you didn't finish the job before you moved on to the next job. You were on a construction site, and you were building this beautiful house, and you were just about to put the finishing touches on the roof, and you went on to a new site. That's what it felt like. It wasn't, you didn't finish off what you did, and you moved on already. So I can't say that I want to do yes or no or anything. I have no emotion towards this new thing because we don't know anything about it. And the way it was presented to us was so shoved down our throat. What's the, do the quote, Joe? Well, I don't know exactly. Drink your Ovaltine. Say it.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
I almost wish as a joke they wrote that on the screen. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Because I would have said, you know what?
Bitch.
You got me. You fucking got me. That's the third F, Joe. You got it. That's the end.
Yes.
I'm out. Woo!
Okay. So listen, thank you guys for being here. I'll let you guys know if we're gonna have a show on Sunday. Probably not. I'm really fucking tired. And but all you guys that have joined us on Patreon, especially last week, thanks, man. We really do appreciate that. I'm gonna be having a drawing. I have three of these cards, and I'm gonna pick three of you guys that are randomly that are on our Patreon, and I'm going to mail them out to you guys. I'll let you guys know in the next week or so. And it was, I mean, in the end, man, I would say it was definitely a 9 out of 10 for me. And the only reason it wasn't 10 out of 10 was because I just felt like there needed to be a little more family love fest involved. I felt like there needed to be a little more, it just need to be a little more personal. It says a lot when I tell you that I did not cry. I did not cry. And I really expected to be crying. And when I didn't...
He didn't give you anything to cry for.
Yeah, I almost did when they came down. The curtain dropped and they were coming down because I started thinking, this is the last time I'm ever going to see this.
Yeah, that's
and I almost did. So in our bet, Sonny won the bet that said that there would be nothing new in the show. Joe won the bet that I would not cry. And it's a wash then. Nobody wins any money. I promise. People brought it up to me all weekend. Is Sonny going to take your money? And I was like, probably. And then he didn't. Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Thank you guys for joining us on a Thursday. If you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and hit that and then hit the bell so you'll get notifications. And also notice that I did a short interview with Peter Chris and Tommy Thayer recently in the last month. And they're on the and they're right there on the YouTube page. Go watch them. It's a lot of fun. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
You forgot about the $10 you owe me because it was no Eric Carr hologram.
Listen.
Oh.
You forgot about that part. I wrote it down right here.
Oh, man.
$10.
All right. I guess I owe I owe Sonny $10. You know what the worst part about it is? I'll give it to him in Vegas. He'll put it on Black 22 and win $5,000 million trillion. It makes me so mad. All right, I owe you $10. Joey, do you have anything to add?
No, listen, we're all Kiss fans at heart. That's why it's so emotional to us. It was hard to witness what went down. The lack of respect for the people that got to them. That's why I'm from the heart. I'm just speaking, I think, from a lot of people's point of view. We just wanted to see them honor the legacy of everyone that came before them, everyone that got them there, all of us, and have a moment together. Go enjoy Kiss. Go still listen to the albums. Go listen to Asylum. Go listen to the new Ace coming out. It's going to be great. I'm on it. Still love Kiss, but they dropped the ball this time.
Lee.
Well, like I said, I had a great time. I agree about the emotion, but the hang was so good that it just uplifted me. And I hope we get more Kiss expos now and stuff like that.
Yes, I think Joey was mentioning putting one on. So here's my final thought. My final thought is that I still love Kiss. Nothing was going to change that other than them coming on stage and pointing at me and going, see that fat fucker right there?
We own his ass. He spent $10 million on us.
He's a homer.
What if Paul came out and said, Joe, be sure to drink your Ovaltine?
Stop it.
Let me tell you something. If Paul Stanley would have quoted Christmas Story,
that would have been
would have just fell more in love with Paul Stanley.
Aww. What about the Paul Stanley avatar?
I would kiss Paul Stanley with chocolate Ovaltine on my lips. Okay. So remember Ovaltine, though? It was very crunchy. You had to really stir and stir and stir and stir. It wasn't very good. Okay. So listen, I love you guys. Thank you again for been over 100 of you guys were here all night long. It was awesome. Thank you guys very much. Tell your friends about the show. Come and hang out. Go for 1 week. You can be part of our Patreon 100% free. Go look at all the crap that we posted. There's tons and tons of stuff. I'm going to do a wrap-up video of all the stuff that we purchased. This is the shirt from night one. Did you guys see that? What do you think?
It's a shirt.
It's cool, man. And I'll wear the second one the next night. Joey, you look like Peter on the back of my jacket. I don't even know what to say. So here comes Peter Chris. Here comes Peter Chris. Right down Peter Chris Lane. All right. I love you guys. You know what I'm going to say. Hey, Jim, are you asleep at the it's late. I know you're normally sleeping.
I just thought it. What about that they couldn't replay Beth?
Oh, shit. We didn't even talk about that. They didn't on the pay-per-view. If you rewatched it, you couldn't see Beth. They cut that out.
Good for Peter.
The rewatch.
Is it because it aired of live, Peter?
Right? Did it air yes, live?
It, of course, it aired it's because live. Of Peter. Peter it stopped it. It had to be. I don't know. I don't have firsthand information, but of course, it's a sync licensing thing. On a live stream, they can do it. On a replay, they can't.
Okay.
They should have had Peter there for just
Jared Frank, and everybody else that you know that you guys met up with us and said, thank you very much. Jared, you looked out for me with the newspapers. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And with one of the cards, I do appreciate that. You were amazing. It was great to hang out with you. And you know what I'm going to say? And it's not for the last time. I will let you guys know a little secret since you're watching right now. Today was supposed to be the last podcast Rock City ever. We'll talk about that later. You know what I'm going to say? We love KISS and we love KISS podcasts. And you, I don't really like any of them. You are going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love, which means zero. I'm kidding. I can't say that. After we talked about all the love, I missed Tom and Zeus. I didn't get to see them. I didn't get to see Matt Porter. I didn't get to see so many of my friends I was hoping to see. They're going to be like, you're always talking shit about us on your show. And I'm like,
you don't
want to
see
us.
Tom and Zeus in person. They're repulsive.
Oh, I've seen them in person. Oh. They're amazing, and I love them, and I really wished I had the opportunity to see them. You're going to hear all the commercials for the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. KISS! It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
DUMMYROOM. DUMMYROOM. everybody. This is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests, too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.